Good afternoon, everyone. What's up? You already know who it is. It's your girl, Lori. So, guys, you already know how I do. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even then your hand will guide me. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, guys. The topic of this podcast episode is going to be called Spiritual Warfare. So, guys, don't mind me sniffling right now. I don't got the damn coronas. I'm just eating some banging ass food from Dios Lounge, guys. You guys need to check her out. I spoke about her before, like, my mouth is on fire. I'm eating some some jerk chicken with cabbage, rice, and plantains, guys. But I got white rice with the oxtail sauce. So, guys, I'm just in heaven right now. And I got my Jamaican pineapple soda. They didn't have the coconut water. So I'm just like, let me work with what I got. Guys, like, it's hot. Like, my mouth is not even out on fire. It's just that it's making the food is making me sniffles. Because from the heat, like, my nose is like on fire a little bit. But let's get back. Let me stop eating this food, y'all. I mean, the whole damn podcast. So, guys, like I was saying, the topic of this podcast is called Spiritual Warfare. Okay, guys, on a serious note, for those of you who do not know what spiritual warfare is, spiritual warfare basically is you battling your inner demons and the spirit that basically jumped on you, latched on you, or you're dealing with someone in your relationship or in your friendship who has a demon for say on them. So, like, when they start snapping on you and stuff, and you're like, okay, wait a minute, that's not true. Like, who is this person? Like, wait a minute, this wasn't true, like, a couple of hours ago or a couple of minutes ago. 1 minute you were talking all nice, and then the next minute you're all like on attack mode, you know. So that's usually what it is, you know. People are, you know, they're like fighting their inner demons and stuff, and they're trying to basically bring you down. So, guys, I'm gonna tell you guys a little bit about someone that I know. As you guys know, I don't mention no names or nothing because I talk my shit. Sometimes I talk shit that involves me, but I don't put no names out there. I don't even put my name out there unless it's something that I want to put out there. Other than that, I'll just talk about it. So, guys, basically, I know someone who's like fighting an inner demon right now. And I just can't stop leaving this food alone. This food tastes so good. I'm sorry, guys, but this food is banging. Shout out to Vios Lounge, y'all. This food is banging. I know y'all hear me smacking. Like, why is she smacking? Like, guys, it's lunchtime. It's 1:13 p.m. where I'm at right now. So it's a little bit after lunchtime, but it's still lunchtime because, you know, you can eat lunch between 12 and 2. So, or, you know, between 12 and 3. So it's still lunchtime. So, back to what I was saying. So basically, it's like like, what's going on is the person is basically torn between what they actually want to do and what they don't want to do. And without giving too much of the person's business out there, but as though people listening can't figure out who it is. The person basically, and I'm not going to say he or she, because then it'll be a little bit more easier to decipher. Basically, the person does not know what they want to do. They don't know if they want to be with this person because they truly love this person and they truly want to be with this person, or they just want to be with this person for a come up. Like, they looking for a big score because they done messed up so many times in their lifetime, you know, making wrong choices and making wrong decisions, that they don't know what they want to do. So they sit there, they argue with the person back and forth, you know. Then when the person tells them something that they don't hear, and guys, remember, I'm choosing my words very carefully because I don't want it to be figured out who I'm talking about, you know. So I'm choosing my words a little bit more careful with this one. So the person is basically trying to figure out if they want a come up or if they really love this person. And when this person gets asked a couple of questions, you know, like, basically, you know, you ask questions like, okay, you know, do you care about this person? Do you love this person? Why are you with this person? Blase, 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 you know? And if the person really can't answer, then it's like, why are you even with this person if you can't, without a shadow of a doubt, say, yeah, I love so-and-so, you know? As soon as it's answered, you say that shit with confidence. Like, yeah, that's my person. You know, that's my other half. Like, guys, you already know I'm in New York, so you guys gonna hear motorcycles and whatnot going by. So, it's just crazy, guys. So, and then the other person doesn't know, like, if this person is truly there for them because of everything that, you know, has been going on and stuff. And basically, the person is just getting creepy vibes. We all know what those creepy vibes are because we all have had creepy vibes in our lifetime. And it's not creepy vibes when, oh my God, this person's like stalking my life away. No, it's creepy vibes in a relationship, creepy vibes. And everybody knows what those creepy vibes are, whether it's a vision, a dream, or you just plain seeing shit out in the open for yourself and you don't have your blinders on. So now everything is showing itself to you and you're just being a little bit more mindful. And you have to basically realize, like, yo, is this person for me? Is this person really down with me? Or is this person just, you know, truly just out to shine on my brightness, you know? Like, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with bigging up the person that, you know, you with them doing whatever they're doing. But if you're just doing it so you can get out of the fucked up situation you're in, or the fucked up area you in, or you just fucked up in general and you looking for someone to save you, that's the wrong way to go about it, you know? At least let the person know what they're stepping into and not have the person feel like they're having a spiritual fight within themselves, trying to figure out whether they want to be with you or not. You know? And then it's not good for that person to feel like that, because then that's when your relationship gets trust issues and things and all this other hoopla madness that goes on with the whole thing. So, guys, you just basically have to be careful about who you let into your circle, you know? Because, like I tell everybody, not everybody's for you. Not everybody is meant to come into your life. Not everybody is meant to have all of you. Like shit, I was looking on Facebook the other day, and I think the guy's name is Lonnie. You know, he's always talking his shit and whatnot. And, you know, he always said, like, yo, I'm not gonna, you know, be with a person if I can't fact check your ass. You know? Like, if I can't find a mutual person that knows you, or I can't find at least one person that knows you and can account for your character and your trustworthiness. Hell, if I can't get a motherfucking background on your ass, I'm not dealing with you. Like, I need the whole background. I need to know who you was with, who you slept with. Do you got beat a bitch ass tendencies? You know, do you got run a bitch credit down to the ground? You know, like, are you a freeloader? Are you just going to be laying up on the couch and not doing shit, eating up all the snacks and what have you not, and not putting shit back? Like, shit like that. Like, are you going to drink up all the soda pop and shit? Like, you going to drink up all my Pepsi? You know, so it's like a lot of shit you got to think about. Like, shit, do you got mental health issues? Like, fuck, what's your health status in general? Like, yo, can I meet your doctor and see what's going on with your ass? Like, come on now, you know? Like, this is shit that, you know, I've been doing. Yeah, you gotta be careful about who you let into your space, who you let into your energy field, who you let into your world. Because you gotta remember, all that negative energy can bring you down. All that negative energy can bring your business down. All that negative energy can bring you down. Being with the wrong person can make you lose everything that you have built from the ground up. And everyone has a lot to lose. I hate when people say, oh, I got a lot to lose. This person ain't got a lot to lose. No. Everybody has a lot to lose. You can lose your motherfucking sanity. You're going to be sane one day and then crazy the next. Like, your mental health can be fucked up. Your spirit can be fucked up. Your emotions can be fucked up. Like, your chain of thought can be fucked up. Your appetite can be fucked up. Like, only, like, you got a lot to fucking lose when you dealing with people. Yeah, some people say, okay, well, I got a lot more to lose than that because, yeah, I could lose that, but I got businesses and stuff to lose. I got homes and cars and shit to lose and stuff. And I tell people like this, none of that. Y'all may say I'm being harsh and like, oh, she dead wrong for saying that. But I'm going to tell y'all like this. All that materialistic shit, business, cars, big ass fancy homes, you know, all this fucking name brand shit. Yeah, I got me a couple of Gucci items, here and there, and some other shit. But I'm pretty much not a real name brand person. And I say that to say this. When, God forbid, if you go today or tomorrow, you can't take none of that shit with you. You can't take none of that shit with you. You have a mental breakdown today or tomorrow. You can't take that shit with you into the motherfucking nut house. You can't. All you could take with you is yourself, your mind, your body, and your spirit, and your soul. And when those all start to clash, you are in a spiritual warfare with yourself. And if you cannot fix yourself, how can you allow someone else to come in and not fix you, but help you make yourself a better person? Because let me tell y'all something. You can't help those who don't want to be helped. You can't save everybody if they don't want to be saved. And you cannot fuck up your own mental health to make somebody else feel good. You can't be out here stroking nobody's damn ego just because they feel bad or they making you feel bad for what you said to them. Nah, it don't work that way. It don't work that way. So you really got to be careful who you let into your damn circle. And if you got your family members telling you about somebody, whether it's your homie, your homegirl, whether it's Mom Dukes, whether it's your father, whether it's your sisters, whether it's your brothers, whether it's your cousins, you need to heed to it. Because I always say this, if Mom Dukes or Pops don't like you and they ain't feeling your vibe, it ain't gonna work. You got to go. You got to go. Because if they don't like you, it ain't gonna happen. And I know some people probably like, oh, well, I'm good because, his mom and his daddy, they did. No, boo-boo. You are dead wrong. Because there's always that one auntie, that one uncle, that one grandma, that one grandpa, that one great grandma, that one great grandpa. Hell, some people even got great 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 grandmamas and daddy. So don't think just because the mama and daddy are deceased, and yes, I did say deceased, y'all, so don't be laughing at me. Are gone, don't mean you got a free pass because they still got siblings. They still got aunts. They still got uncles. They still got grandparents whose opinion matter to them. Who they value what they say. And they take it to heed. You got some people whose parents are still alive. But they go, if you don't make it through my grandmama, I'm not dealing with you. Or you don't make it through my aunt, I'm not dealing with you. So guys, it's a lot to think about, and I know I've been talking on here for like a good almost 20 minutes right now. But I'm about to end this podcast like this. Lord be our guide and our protector on the journey we are about to take. Watch over us, protect us from accidents, keep us free from harm to body and soul. Lord, support us with your grace when we are tired. Help us be patient in any trouble which may come our way. Keep us always mindful of your presence and love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Guys, I want to say thank you for always being a good support system. Thank you for always being there for me. And don't block your blessings. Keep your hands clean. Love is light. Light is love. Ma, I love you all.